Hey, everybody. Welcome to Edge of Wonder with your hosts, Ben and Rob. We're investigative researchers who expose covered up truths like the big oil industrial complex and its hold on the world's energy. It's probably biting you in the wallet right now, too, isn't it? We unearth hidden history, like the truth about the world's most famous vampire, Vlad the Impaler, and his strange relationship to the Queen of England. We share information the mainstream media won't discuss, like whether celebrity possession is real and whether Jay-Z and Beyonce are really just like that. And we explore humanity's buried spiritual potential, like the power of the mind and near-death experiences. This live show is all about the strange claims the mainstream media has been making. Can you really die of joy? Is sudden adult death syndrome more than it appears to be? I mean, can you die from falling asleep with the television on? Are the odd tragic deaths that have been happening after getting the jab really all normal? All this makes us wonder whether what they say is true or a grave mistake. So today, Ben and I are going to dig into the possibilities, share what weird things we found, and then lift your spirits in an exclusive Q&A on Rise.tv, where you can ask us your questions directly.
Yeah, and if you're watching us on Rumble, thanks for being here, where we give you free content you can share with your friends and family. And if you want to support our work and get access to tonight's full live show, plus comedy, movies, and our original Edge of Wonder series, please consider subscribing to Rise.tv. It's just $9.99 a month, and we give you so much back. We can't wait to see you there and in our live chat with our awesome Rise TV community that always keeps us laughing. And we can't wait to talk about the things we can only discuss on our private platform, like the Fourth Industrial Revolution and transhumanism, among other things. Just wait till you hear the crazy information Rob found and what I found on Google Trends related to specific search terms. It will literally blow your mind. But for now, let's get started on the weird deaths, strange reports, and all this other stuff that's coming out in the news that
makes just us sad.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, right? All right. We'll see you out
on the edge.
Man, there's some weird
stuff going on.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, just, you know, you have all this stuff going on, and then it's like, oh yeah, maybe it's from falling asleep in front of the TV can give you a heart attack. And it's like,
I mean, my dad would be the deadest person on the planet if that were true.
Oh, man.
Like,
oh.
Think about how many times, like, some of the stuff that they're talking about is so ridiculous. Like, human beings have been doing things since the dawn of time, and all of a sudden they're dying because of it. You can go back and look at all of the articles specifically about changing temperatures in the shower and how good that is for you, and now it's causing sudden adult death syndrome. Something's up.
Something is really up.
That's why we're calling this episode Sads and Suds.
Yes, yeah,
because I don't think you can die from a shower.
There's so much information that we have. It's overwhelming how many, like, what is going on. But first, let's cover some breaking news right now. So as, like, all these things are going on with Boris, the UK quietly released some documents, and the UK government confirms all case mortality rates are lowest among the unvaccinated in all age groups. So, in other words, they looked at the recent death rates, and it's interesting because, this is the question.
Get away with that when they're so controlled by the globalists, Ben?
Well, actually, the UK surprisingly has been putting out a lot of information related a little bit more than most countries to kind of what's been going on with the vaccines and how there is some issues, that have arisen with them, but they're not really going, like, in a super detailed way. But they are doing a little bit more than, especially what's going on over here in America. So, this is really fascinating because, you know, my gosh, like there was a, as we all know, Facebook completely banned the term sudden death. They just completely froze the hashtag. People are getting around it by, like, I found that there was a Facebook page that was created called Sudden Death that was organizing all these articles and all these things coming out. There's a Telegram group also called Sudden Death. And I was just like overwhelmed by how much is being posted. I would say from I couldn't even tell when it was created, but every day there's at least, I would say, 2 to 5 posts of kind of semi-prominent deaths. You know, it's like, you know, some of them are famous people. Some of them are, you know, young people. There's been a lot of young deaths that have been really underreported. And that's some of the issues that I couldn't believe. And there was a, you know, there's all these articles that we have, but it's like, I think it's going to be hard to pull everything up. But there was one I was reading, a girl died, and she wasn't very old. She was just like in her late teens, and the hospital said it's going to take a year, or the autopsy report said it's going to take a year for the family to get the report. And they're like, you know, she was totally healthy. Everything was fine.
Legal?
And then all of a sudden she just dies.
Like, can't they demand that information? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And so, and then what's happening is these people are, I'm seeing posts online. I was reading so much stuff today. I'm seeing posts online where people are going to the media to try to explain, hey, look, my family member, like, you know, my 33-year-old son just died suddenly. He was totally healthy. He had no issues. He was 33 years old. He played hockey. He just died. And it's like the media is, it's like, I went to the media, I'm talking to them, and nothing, you know, it's like no one's reporting this stuff really in the media. And if they do, because there was a swimmer who was 20 years old, same thing, had zero health issues, all of a sudden just died in the middle of training.
So that is really weird, right? I mean, like, young people that are in the best shape of their life.
Yeah.
Now, what's crazy is, like, the biggest, like, tragedy of this is that we have a term now for this called sudden adult death syndrome. Because think about it. The human body is not set up to suddenly die. The human body is set up to live. Actually, even in the hardest of moments, the human body wants to live. And the only thing that can cause the human body to shut down is an external force. That could be age after a long period of time. And you can attribute that to various different things like heart failure or something like that because of old age. But it is old age that kills you, an external thing. The human body, though, is set up to live. So we have a term now that describes something that is alien to the human body completely, sudden adult death syndrome. Like, that is crazy to me. That's the psyop of this whole thing, is that we have a term, sudden adult death syndrome.
And this is some of the stuff that I was looking up in Google Trends that we'll get into on our own platform later, where I was looking at these search terms and seeing what people were searching for, you know, 5 years ago, and like seeing a whole pattern. And it's insane when you start seeing all these results. We'll get into that later. And it just shows so much of what we're talking about right now, you know. And there's a woman on Twitter. Her name is Farm Girl Rebel, at Farm Girl Rebel.
Good name.
Yeah. And she has, so she, her posts have been phenomenal. I've been reading them. I was reading so many today. In a nutshell, what she has is, so she worked for the 9/11 911 call center for 30 years. And she keeps saying that she's never seen anything like this in her entire 30-year career. This isn't the post. I saw it, and then I actually couldn't find it anymore. But she worked for 911 for 30 years, and she was saying she's never seen anything like this in her life. Her posts go into how they are completely understaffed. Last week, she said she worked 40 hours of overtime. So she probably worked like 80 hours just in 1 week because of how many calls they're getting. She's like, she's never seen this amount of calls for one, and this amount of young people having so many issues that requiring medical attention to, like, you know, whatever it is. She's like, and she's starting to like list everything. I mean, obviously she doesn't say like who the person is, but she'll say if it's male or female and their age. She said there was a, like, in that post, there was a 2-year-old that had a fever and unresponsive. And this is my second one in this, in 1 month, same symptoms. And it's just like, you know, all of these things that she's just like, I've never seen this. So she starts to document every day on Twitter about who she's encountering, what's going on. And, you know, she's not vaccinated, and she's like been one of the ones that a lot of people have been sending her information, because it's like the media is not talking about it. And she's like part of a website now. And I have it here somewhere, but anyway, she's part of this website that really, it's like, hey, you have a story, you can document it here. We're going to like do this since the media is not doing their job about it. And
I hope she doesn't get fired or something. Like,
what?
That woman is probably gonna get fired or something for reporting all of this stuff, you know?
Well, I mean,
imagine if she wasn't reporting on this though.
Yes and no. I mean, she's not going into detail. She's just
the minute they catch, they're terrified of this information coming out.
Yeah, that they are, did though.
This. What they would are. It do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's why they own the mainstream media, so that they can control things when things happen. Of course they own the mainstream media.
Yeah. So Rob, I want to show you this video real quick and hear your thoughts about it.
Sure.
Lindsay, you can play this unvaccinated video. This is really fascinating. I came across this post and I just thought this is a really good video for everyone to hear. And like, before you play this, Lindsay, I just want to state that, you know, this episode that we're doing is not about the criticism whether you got vaccinated or not vaccinated. I want to state that really clearly. This show is really about how the media are, one, downplaying, directly hiding the facts, and are not telling people the truth about what is really going on. And that's really like the crux of the show. It's not really about like, you know, something bad is going to happen to you or, you know, whatever. It's not about that. It's just, we're just trying to figure out, we're trying to ask the questions that why, and try to understand why the media is just refusing to look at this at all. Okay, go ahead and please.
We'll say this. I did not write this, but somebody did. Susan, if it's you, this should be holding down a place in every textbook in the world in the future. And I'm going to read to you what I think is one of the most eloquently stated statements about what we have just been through and what we must all recognize is now the truth. And for those of you been watching the High Wire, this one's for you. Let this sink in. An opinion piece from a vaccinated Australian writer is what it's called. If COVID was a battlefield, it would still be warm with the bodies of the unvaccinated. Thankfully, the mandates are letting up and both sides of the war stumble back to the new normal. The unvaccinated are the heroes of the last 2 years, as they allowed us all to have a control group in the great experiment and highlight the shortcomings of the COVID vaccines. The unvaccinated carry many battle scars and injuries, as they are the people we tried to mentally break. Yet no one wants to talk about what we did to them and what they forced the science to unveil. We knew that the waning immunity of the fully vaccinated had the same risk profile as others within society, as the minority of the unvaccinated, yet we marked them for special persecution. You see, we said that they had not done the right thing for the greater good by handing their bodies and medical autonomy over to the state. Many of the so-called health experts and political leaders in Australia admitted the goal was to make life almost unlivable for the unvaccinated, which was multiplied many times by the collective mob, with the fight taken into workplaces, friendships, and family gatherings. Today, the hard truth is none of it was justified as we took a quick slide from righteousness to absolute cruelty. We might lay the blame on our leaders and health experts for the push, but each individual within society must be held accountable for stepping into the well-laid-out trap. We did this despite knowing full well that principled opposition is priceless when it comes to what goes inside our bodies, and we let ourselves be tricked into believing that going into another ineffective lockdown would be the fault of the unvaccinated and not the fault of the toxic policy of ineffective.
Wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Was the sound cutting out for you?
No.
Oh, okay, then it's just on my end. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that was a crazy, incredible video like that. I mean, that does outline that entire thing, you know, from a certain perspective for sure. Obviously, the left isn't going to see it that way at all.
No, they I mean, but that's what's fascinating. You know, the guy who wrote that was on the left, you know, and then all of a sudden,
yeah. No, but this is the thing, is the way everything is going right now is they're so brazen with what they're doing that it's almost pushing people into the middle or to the right, because there is no way to go except more extreme. And the more you go to the extreme, the more you sacrifice awakening more people. And that is exactly what's happening right now, is more and more people are awakening due to how extreme they're getting. And so now here you have it. That guy now is considered a radical right person for going against, right? That doesn't make any sense. Like, Elon Musk is not a conservative dude, but he has like a sense of justice. And now everyone's calling him a crazy right-wing conspiracy theorist. And he's like, well, you know.
That's what's so weird about it. I mean, oh gosh, that's the thing that's just so weird about all of this stuff. It's just like they're it's like Elon's not even a conservative, you know. No. And that's the thing. It's like he's
moderate.
He's and these, you know.
No, but there's other people too, like that guy from that band that said that. Who knew that the conservative or the right wing people would be the ones that were the badasses, and the liberals, like, no one could have told anyone that it would be like this, because it was always like the more liberal you were, the more of a rebel you were. And it's like, it's the exact opposite now. Like, that entire thing, the people that don't change their principles over time, generally they're the badasses, the ones that, you know, I'm talking about good principles, not the bad ones. Yeah. Right. And everyone should change towards being better. But you know, there's a large group of people and a larger group of people that are unwilling to change certain principles. And then the more extreme you get, like, honestly, what are they going to do next? A complete revolution to like put us in prison or something like that? Like, that's the direction this is going. So
it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it totally is. And actually, there was an article that came out basically just going off of this, you know, really saying that all this stuff, all these crazy conspiracy theorists believe all these things and blah, 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 and we shouldn't listen to them. And at the very end of the article, it mentions MK Ultra. And then it says, well, MK Ultra turned out to be true, but everything else is like not true. It's like, wait, I mean, that's the whole point of this. It's like, and anyway, it's just so weird that it's like they're just, you know, it's like what can you do? I mean, all we can try to do is just try to wake people up and tell people the truth about, you know, at least as much as we can and what we understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, it's so nuts, you know. It really is. when you have like Facebook blocking died suddenly because they don't want people to learn the truth, you know there's an issue.
What world are we living in?
Why is Facebook blocking this?
Why would you ever in your right mind block that term? That could be a literally could be like some kind of lawsuit waiting to happen.
Dude, you know? All of this stuff should be lawsuits waiting, or not even waiting.
Of course.
And all these
things one specifically, if you were trying to, who knows? I mean, there's just, that's like a risky.
It's solely because of how much is going on. So, you know, we're going to take a break. We get back, we'll show you like the VAERS website and the crazy facts revolved around that.
You know, guys, this trailer is going to be about the old world order false flags. It's called the old world order because we're funny like that. You know, it's out of style. That's what we're saying.
That's out of style.
Anyway, check this out, you guys.
Nothing actually makes sense about the 2017 shooting, especially Campos's story. Our findings on this even shocked us at Edge of Wonder, and it showed that all of what we learned is connected.
Here is the real drop of the hammer.
The real kicker here was what Hodge posted at 12:27 a.m. on October 2nd.
This showed how much they messed up on the timeline when they were recounting all these events. And after watching a lot of videos, a lot of this doesn't add up.
How in the world are we not seeing any of this footage? The only reason I can think of is because it would show what actually happened.
But there is still more to all of this.
All right, that's our false flags, and man, that one was insane. That was so hard to put together because
there's so much information.
Not only that, but all the information that's out there, nothing made sense. It was like everyone's story contradicted each other. And it was like, it was like, I was trying to create a timeline and it's like, wait a minute, this person says it happened here. This person says it happened here. This doesn't make any sense. Like nothing. And then that's when I realized like, holy cow, this whole thing is like made up. And then they realized they messed up. And so a year later or a couple years later, they had to like do more interviews to try to fix the timeline that didn't make sense, which made it even more obvious that there was loopholes within the whole narrative. So
of the thing, like that documentary that we did is the closest thing to like the shooting of JFK that like we've done, because it's such a complicated series of like events and you're trying to put it all together, you know?
Yeah, no, it was definitely, it's definitely my favorite episode or like, you know, documentary, whatever, you know, on the serious side. I have like fun stuff that we've done that are like, would be my favorite stuff, but that's definitely on a more serious note and proud of something that we created. That's definitely my number one thing.
Speaking of proud of being something we created, we need to remind you guys to follow us and download our podcast. So we're on we're on Podbean and then Apple Podcasts. You can download us there. Please give us a review there as well. A good review because you like us. And it'll help us kind of get the word out more and help starting to kind of like fix all of the fallout from us losing our massive YouTube channel. We really appreciate you guys.
Yep. Thank you so much. All right, well, getting back to this. So I did find this link. If you guys want to see, you know, kind of going off of what we were talking about previously before the trailer, this is just hilarious about this.
Hey, I have a question for you, Ben.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
If Alex Jones ate his neighbor and his neighbor got a vaccine, would Alex Jones have gotten the vaccine? I'm into these questions tonight. I'm on fire.
I think he would get more than a vaccine, honestly.
We'll be going into the answer to that question on Rise TV later, actually, in a lot of different ways. So look forward to that.
So funny. All right. Anyway, Lindsay, let's show this article. So the UN wants to remind us all that they're not controlled by a global elite. Like, UN declares war on dangerous conspiracy theories. The world is not secretly manipulated by global elites, as the global elite hold a meeting about this exact issue.
That is hilarious. There they are. They're like, yes, this is a committee of 300 here, and we're together to talk about how we're not a dangerous conspiracy theory.
I would just love to know how many people in that room visited Epstein's Island.
You know, what's funny is we call it a dangerous conspiracy theory, but they just call it business. And that's the difference between us and them, is like your version of business is really just to control us all and enslave us. So you call it whatever you want, call it business, whatever. But hey, it is what it is. Like, well, everything you write is about controlling us.
Right. And to me, it's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. It's just a fact that global elite control everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the World Economic Forum trying to like shove it down our throats that we can't have our cars anymore, that they're trying to get rid of our cars and have us own nothing. And it's like,
right.
Isn't that them trying to control the world?
No, and like, they were talking about how like anytime you wouldn't own anything, anytime you needed something, you would do a rental and the rental would get sent to your house via a drone, right? Well, what happens if you rent something, it shows up late, and then you start trying to use it and it doesn't work? It's like, this is what would happen. Like, everyone would be so frustrated with life if you just give me a vacuum cleaner. I don't want to rent a vacuum cleaner. I need to vacuum my house. I need to own these things.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do when like you don't want it? Or I just need it for, I just need this for like a day. Then what? Like, you to give it back? Or
that's what they want to do. They want you to rent it and give it back, and then they keep all of this stuff centrally, and there's less of everything, so that they can just control everything. No property. It's the loss of property. The number one rule of communism, right there.
Take your property.
Yeah,
because if you have no property, you have no place to go.
Right. And then the side, they're getting rid of everyone's beliefs, which is like no practiced religion. That was also a part of communism.
Completely.
Or not religion, but spiritual belief, really.
Yeah. All right. And we can actually get more into that. There's more things that came out recently with the World Economic Forum, and it's just ridiculous. But first, let's get into some how the mainstream media is trying to explain all these deaths. So let's get into these funny headlines. And actually, Lindsay, I can pull this one up because it'll probably be a little easier for me to talk about this. So I found, so somebody compiled all these. Cannabis use disorder may be linked to growing number of heart attacks in younger adults. I mean, I'm not trying to promote the use of, you know, weed here, but it's like, I've never actually heard that before. I don't know. Little known heart attacks that striking fit and healthy women as young as 22. Again, that sounds kind of weird. Devoted football fans experience dangerous levels of stress. Is that why they're dying? Rise in heart attacks attributed to pandemic stress and poor diet. What do you think of that one, Rob? The bacon.
I just think that it's funny that they're showing the healthiest thing you can eat for breakfast in that article.
Well, you know what's crazy about that one is, okay, rise in heart attacks attributed to pandemic stress and poor diet. Why then in the world was McDonald's the only restaurant that was allowed to be open during the pandemic? If that's the case.
Do you want me to answer
all
that?
All the health food stores around me and when that I was
answer,
in New York,
that answer
every
might
single
be
one of them was closed. They were like, no, you're not essential. You can't stay open. Oh, McDonald's is essential. we can keep McDonald's open. That was it. That was the only thing that was open.
The answer to that might be behind the paywall, Ben.
Anyway, I just had to bring that up. Okay, hidden risk, urgent warning as 300,000 Brits living with stealth disease, whatever the heck that is, that could kill you within 5 years.
And how many people got the vaccine? 300,000 people?
That's a very interesting question, you know?
I'm sure it was more than 300,000, though, because...
Yeah, you know. Shoveling snow can cause a heart attack. Now, okay, granted, if you just had, like, a major health issue, yes, you know, like, my dad did have a heart attack years ago, and, you know, they told him, like, don't shovel snow because it puts more strain, like, how you move and everything else. So it's like, you know, they told him to be careful about that. But it's like,
I just realized this.
Yeah.
If we were to get the number of people that got the vaccine in Britain, and then we were to divide that by 300,000, actually, we would have the number, like, we would have basically, if we did the math the right way, we would have the percentage of death, the death rate for all of those vaccinated diseases. What they did is they distilled the number of actual vaccinated people down to get the number of potential deaths that possibly could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then that number is 300,000 people.
That's what I think too. I think you're absolutely right. And the young, like, yeah, counting the young people, and it's crazy, you know? And the other thing is, okay, so you can find all these articles talking about how, like, a glass of wine a day or something is actually healthy for you. You can find them all over the place. And there's numerous old people that I've, like, there was a woman who turned, like, 102, and she said what kept her alive was having, like, a shot a day and some other food. I can't remember what
that was. My grandmother. My grandmother would drink a gin and tonic every day and smoke a cigarette every day. And she swore it was, like, it kept her healthy. She lived till she was 97. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm not trying to promote anything here, but this is saying heart attack, that drink that could trigger a sudden cardiac arrest, catastrophic. Now, even sticking to medics, alcohol guidelines is bad for your health. Risk of heart problems could be increased even if you drink less than NHS weekly units. I don't even know what that is, NHS. But anyway, it's like, again, we're not trying to promote, you know, drinking or anything. It's just so weird. You know, does skipping breakfast increase your risk of heart attack? I mean, it's like, why can't we just have a headline that say, oh, could the vaccines be related to all the weird health phenomena that's going on in the world?
And, like, basically, according to, this is just to confuse people. According to these articles, anything you do could cause sudden adult death syndrome. That's the issue. It's like, now it's really like these articles are just meant to make the masses fearful that anything that they could do could cause sudden adult syndrome. I'm sorry. I keep doing that. It's annoying.
I'm not even going to read this. Well, it said, "Tis the season." One, it's like, these are like, can you? This is so ridiculous.
What the hell? Okay, so the "tis the season." The ways cold weather can affect your body, from winter vajayjay to blood clots. What are you talking about?
I have no idea. It's like, okay, it's saying that for women, the cold could actually affect them down there and cause blood clots. And it's like, have you ever heard this before? Like, ever in your entire life?
It's never been a thing until the last 2 years, dude, right?
I swear to God, if we were like, if this was a thing, we would all be talking about this in school when we're little kids. I mean, that's just the kind of, like, in teenagers, you know, you just talk about crazy stuff like this. And it's like, I've never heard this ever. So I don't know. All this stuff to me is just so insane. And they're just completely avoiding the prominent question here altogether. So it's so crazy.
I'm just looking through some of these headlines that you've put in here. They're crazy.
They are. I mean, some of them are really, really sad. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if we want to get into some of the really sad ones. These Canadian doctors, though, there's been like quite a few of them that have died recently. And two of them died in the same hospital within like a week of each other. And
both vaccinated, obviously, because they wouldn't be working if they weren't, probably.
Exactly. Especially it's Canada. Yeah. So five dead doctors in Canada, all young, all in 1 month, two of them from the same hospital. And this woman who was a triathlete at 27 was the fifth one to die. And it just happened. So, you know, it's just really, it's really sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, okay, this article right here from express.co.uk, heart attack, the shower habit that could precipitate a heart attack in the healthy. Like, one of the biggest killers in the UK is characterized by difficulty pumping blood around the body. Some studies have shown that several habits could trigger an event, one of which may occur in the shower. According to certain experts, exposure to sudden gushes of water could be dangerous for individuals with heart disease. So taking a shower now can give you a heart attack. Cold water shock causes blood vessels in the skin to contract, which increases the resistance of blood flow inside the body. Every doctor on the planet a couple of years ago was saying cold showers are the best thing you could do for yourself. You go cold to warm.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I was looking up in one of our shows, right? Was like prior to 2019, I didn't find a single article that talked about how a cold shower will increase your risk of heart attack. In fact, doctors were promoting it the opposite way. And we even have an article to show this. Doctors weigh in on potential benefits of taking a cold shower. And it's from today.com. And this was published in 2019 before the pandemic. And it's this doctor that they interview. And she's saying that actually, if you have health problems, you should take a cold shower because it actually helped the blood flow, kind of stimulate the body in a way that helps all of this. And she's like, you know, especially with muscles, because she's like, if you get hurt, think about it. You put like a cold, you know, something like an ice pack on your body, right? This is what she gets into in this article. She's like, this is why taking cold showers can actually be beneficial for you, especially if you have certain ailments in your body that could, you know, need healed or whatever, you know, so like itchy skin, hives, things like that. So it's really fascinating how fast everything switched all of a sudden. And now, like, no one's talking about it. And then they're like, oh, we got to listen to the experts. Like, you have to listen to the scientists. And it's like, well, what about the doctors and scientists that are putting out information that isn't from the mainstream? It's like, right. Well, they're doctors and scientists too. What's the difference? You know, it's just because New York Times isn't quoting this doctor over here because he's saying something opposite of what this doctor, who you can like follow a trail and see like, oh yeah, they're probably like being paid off by somebody. It's just insane. It really is. And it just baffles me how everyone is getting away with all of this. This is like a serious issue. In fact, we need to get into the Veers facts because it's just insane. But, I guess we need to play another trailer, right, Lindsay?
That's right. We're going to play the transhumanism trailer because I think that this isn't related at all.
Yeah, I agree.
That was sarcasm for those of you at home that didn't know that. Thank you, Lindsay.
I understand.
Go for it. In this series, from Edge of Wonder, we dive into neural nets, sentient robots, gene editing technology, smart implants, programmable monkeys, evolution, and social manipulation. Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
I'm Rob, and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers, and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the Edge
of Wonder. All right.
So one of the other things I find really funny, all of a sudden, the CDC is now warning a potentially deadly bacteria found in U.S. soil and waters for the first time ever. It's like, I don't know if they're just making stuff up or if what is really going on here. You
actually,
know?
Ben, I'm going to answer that on Rise.tv because I can't talk about it here. It's too crazy.
That sounds good. And more of like a really serious note, there's been 1,241 athletes to date since the beginning of the pandemic, or let me say the beginning of the start of the when the vaccines rolled out, athletes who've had cardiac arrests. And there's a website called goodsciencing.com. Now, a lot of the media is really criticizing this website, but they're not criticizing them. Well, what they're saying is that they're implying that all these people died of COVID, or I'm not of the jab. But actually they're not really implying that when you really read it, and they're just going over everything. And the question, instead of like criticizing them, the media should be asking, did all of these athletes receive the jab? Because if they did, then we know we have a serious issue. So out of the over the 1,200 athletes, 839 of them have died. And they can, okay, so this website confirmed that every one of these athletes did get the injection. Wow. Now, to present some numbers, from 1966 to 2004, there was about 1,000 sudden deaths from athletes, you know, training or whatever.
Well, and honestly, a lot of those athletes are on stuff too. They just don't tell you.
So, I mean, it's not unusual that, you know, for example, from 1980 to 2006, there was 1,800 deaths. But again, that's 26 years. We're only talking about a span right now of a year and a half. And Wikipedia stopped reporting on all these deaths last October. So no site actually is compiling. This is the only site that I can find that is actually compiling these. And if you scroll down, Lindsay, you'll start seeing like all the names. They go into every single athlete's name, what sport they played in, and what happened to them. And you can look up, like, you can fact check every single name. And they go into each month, they go into each person, and some months had way more than others. And it's like they provide very detailed information. And again, this is called goodsciencing.com. And it's mind-blowing because no media is taking this seriously. And instead, they're just really trying to criticizing them. And they've linked to the news story to each athlete that they could find. Not every single one of them has a news story, but almost everyone that, you know, like we're seeing, Lindsay scrolling through this, you can see that almost every single one of so far has a news story. So some of them are in different languages, and this is all over the world. So this isn't just the US. So this is like some of the more crazy information that I really found. And we did present this like one of our live shows a while ago, but at the time it was only at 300. Now it's over 1200. So that's pretty insane. They say on average, there maybe is like 66, like for example, from 2005 to 2006, there was about 66 deaths, you know? So, and 82 of those occurred during competition or training. So some of these may not be directly related, but they did confirm that they're all taking the jab. So it's like, that's, you know, brings up a lot of questions. And there might be some that are like high school kids or something in training that may not even be on there.
I also think that, like, it's like I said before, like athletes are really competitive and they're constantly pushing themselves. And at some point when they get up to those top tiers, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them give in to taking performance, drugs. Yeah. The drugs that are going to increase performance in certain regards, and those can have a gigantic effect on your heart and stuff like that. And it's a big risk. It's
true. And also the vaccine, which is not even a vaccine now because it doesn't actually stop you from getting the virus. It just kind of supposedly now just kind of like lessens the effect of the virus, but it's like,
that's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's baloney, but that's
what they say. But we have no idea. Like, because there hasn't been any trials. We have no idea if there's other drugs that could like actually affect your body along with the vaccine. Like, for example, even just taking Tylenol, is there any effect to have these things with these things? So it's the same thing, like you were saying, like, what if they're taking performance enhancing drugs, even though that's illegal and they shouldn't be doing that. But it's like, we have no idea what kind of effect is on the body along with the vaccine and then taking like enhancement drugs. It's like, that could, you know, that could be a serious, like, deadly relationship right there. Yeah. So it's just, we didn't have any clinical trials or studies. It was just like, we're rolling out this vaccine and we're demanding everyone take it. And it's like,
Well, we've got a clip here from Dr. Robert Malone that we should probably watch.
Yeah, let's play that, actually.
That guy really sums this stuff up so, like, brilliantly and quickly.
Yeah. Dying, but it's important to know that what the data are showing us from all over the world is that with Omicron, the people that are getting infected and getting infected repeatedly, not just dying, but also getting hospitalized or having the more severe symptoms, are the people that have undergone this process of immune imprinting that has been reinforced typically by multiple vaccines, or I prefer really to call them inoculations, because they're really not functioning as a prophylactic vaccine anymore. The question is, why are these people that have had these repeated vaccinations the ones that are getting the more severe infections, disease, and death? It's a paradox. You would think that they would be protected. That's certainly what we've been told by the U.S. government and various people in the U.S. government. We don't have to go over the names, is that these vaccines will protect us against disease and death. And yet what we've seen over time, particularly in the British data, is relatively transparent. And also from some of the Canadian provinces, not from Canadian National, is we've seen this gradual shift over time as Omicron has entered the population, where a larger and larger and larger fraction of the people getting hospitalized or dying are the ones that have had these repeated inoculations.
Man, crazy.
Yeah, it is. And
why are more doctors not telling the truth about this? This is what's crazy.
Well, it's like, realistically, I feel like doctors need to have, there was like a meme or something about it. I think I saw about, like, you know, it's like, oh, why do you know sports car drivers all have to have, you know, they have their ads, you know, of who owns that sports car driver,
their sponsors,
you know? And it's like, realistically, a doctor should have the same thing, like a big Pfizer sticker or something saying like, I'm owned by Pfizer, I'm owned this company, yeah, I'm owned
they,
by that.
They should say that.
Because realistically,
who owns them?
Yeah, because I mean, they are, that's what happens. They get kickbacks for every time they subscribe certain drugs. I mean, that's how they make so much money. And that's just been the system. It's not like a corruption. That's just, I mean, I guess in one way it is a corruption, but it's like, that's just how our system is. So we really need a reform of the system, but there's so much money there that it's like, we can't have a reform of the system because
I think what confuses me about this too, is that, you know, a lot of doctors, not all of them, a lot of them went into it for money. It's true. But a lot of them went into it because they were genuinely concerned and wanted to do something that helps people. So it actually doesn't make sense that the vast majority of them would be so sleepy and controlled that they wouldn't put their principles that they've vowed to follow in front of monetary gains. Like, it's just surprising that there aren't more of them coming out to like complain about this or talk about it.
There is. I mean, on Twitter, there's a lot of doctors speaking out about this. They just are being censored and they don't have a voice and the media is not.
No, that's a good point. No place for, where can they talk about this?
I mean, honestly, I think there's so many more doctors against this than for it. It's just that all we hear in the media is the ones for it. But so really, I mean, I'm saying that, but really, you know, I'm not trying to criticize all, I mean, gosh, I have friends who are doctors, you know, it's like, I'm not trying to criticize all doctors at all. I'm just saying the ones that are real, that know the truth, but are just being like, won't accept it because of the money, you know, that's where it gets like, dude, you know, wait a minute, you're a doctor, you're supposed to be saving lives, not doing this for yourself, you know? And I mean, when if someone dies at a hospital, the hospitals, you know, in most cases, the hospitals aren't responsible. It's hard to hold the hospital accountable when someone dies in the hospital. That's the other issue, you know, unless there's like something very deliberate that happened that they can actually say like, oh, this doctor was supposed to do a heart surgery and instead he did like lung surgery or something like that, you know, but even still, it's like, it's hard. It's really hard, you know, and there's like a lot of these families. We didn't even get into all the articles, but so many articles, like the families are just have so many questions. Like, One woman I was reading, her three-year-old daughter was sick and she went to the hospital. She kept coming back negative on COVID. They were like, oh no, she's okay. Don't worry. We'll get to her soon enough. She started having major issues. The hospital still said, you know, don't worry about it. She's going to be okay. And they're still in the waiting room. They were there for hours. By this point, she like was having a hard time breathing. They finally brought her in and the hospital kept telling her mother, like, don't worry about it. And then she died. And, you know, and the mother's like, what do you, like, I don't understand. Like, why didn't you guys do anything? And she's actually trying to have some kind of legal action, but it's really like an uphill battle.
Yeah. How can you? I mean, that's got to change. The Supreme Court's got to do something about that. These drug and pharmaceutical companies need to be held accountable for what they're doing. It's like science. There's no, who can hold these scientists at CERN accountable? There's no one there. Like, there isn't a layer of governance above them that, and even if there was, I wouldn't trust it.
No,
such a dangerous thing, you know?
Yeah. And a 13-year-old died at school. That was another one.
Just died
at school. Yeah. And there's a Representative Sean Casten, he had a tweet really promoting the vaccines especially for 12 and younger. He had a tweet that was like, you know, the vaccines are ready for anyone 12 and younger. And his 17-year-old daughter died in her sleep. It's just, you know, there's no explanation really for it. Yeah. This is the article that she's she's pulling up. That's the girl who died. So, man, it's just like, you know, I mean, if the media did their job, then
we live in a really chaotic world. Think about
that. Yeah, it's crazy.
This is crazy.
Yeah. And I do, before we have a couple more minutes before we jump over to Rise, I did say I was going to pull up the Veers stuff. And so this is a Twitter account from, it's Open Veers, at Open Veers. They're not connected anywhere, shape or form to the Veers website, but they are collecting all the data that's on the website and then presenting it on Twitter. Because Veers has, like, you know, they're covering everything, not just from the vaccines, is from all kinds of stuff. But this is what they got specifically from the COVID vaccine. So far, after the vaccine came out, there's been almost 30,000 deaths reported on the Veers website. 170,000 hospitalizations, 132,000 urgent care, over 200,000 doctor visits, and 15,000 Bell's palsy. Now, then they even go into more detail about nearly 5,000 miscarriages, over 15,000 heart attacks, 51,000 myocarditis,
55,000 permanently disabled.
And most of it's in their arm, a lot of it. You know, it's like what happened to Eric Clapton, right?
Yes.
He got it and then his arm was paralyzed, but luckily he got it back. 33,000 life-threatening, like something happened that was life-threatening to them. 44,000 had an allergic reaction to it, which is, you know, this is why, like, my mom, she's actually
allergic. Well, and it says severe allergic reaction.
Yeah, severe allergic.
And what about your mom?
15,000 shingles. It's insane.
Wait,
it's
what did you say about your mom, Ben?
She's allergic to one of the ingredients in vaccines, so she actually can't get a vaccine.
That's a relief for her.
Yeah. It's, her doctors and everything else are really aware of it. When so they were mandating this, I'm like, this is so bizarre. Cause like, she's obviously has an allergic reaction. She can't get it. So anyway, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And then, we did talk about this in the beginning, and then we're going to talk about some insane stuff coming up here. But this one guy, this is probably the most insane headline I've read in the last year, which is why I'm like, this is like weirder news, but it's like in the media. University student dies of joy after hearing he passed his exams with flying colors.
So now we can die of joy.
Yes. So this article literally warns people not to get too overexcited.
When did that ever kill people in the past?
This is
ridiculous.
I'm trying to say. That's like, it's.
Or be excited about anything ever.
Yeah.
No. Or you could face SADS.
It probably is. Yeah. I mean, there's actually been, there was a story about a guy who won the lottery. It was years ago. He won millions of dollars in the lottery, and he actually had a heart attack because he was old and he was just really excited and it happened. And it was just like, okay, you know, so
he's old, more likely to happen.
Yeah. Like, this dude was like, I don't know. He's 22 years old, you know, and
think
it's
about
like,
how, gosh, like, that's so ironic. He spent his whole life wishing to win the lottery, and then he does, and he died. It's like an Alanis Morissette song right there.
Yeah, actually, isn't that? Yeah. That is an Alanis Morissette song. It was a true story, but it was like years and years and years ago. But the dude was like really old. I mean, he might have been in his 90s or something, you know? And then like the family just inherited anyway, but you know, it's just kind of funny
still
stuff. Yeah. Anyway, But yeah, that to me is there's an ironic video. Yeah.
Well, let's get into, Ben, what we're going to be talking about over on Rise.tv, because you're not going to want to miss this. Ben, what did you find?
So, all these search terms that we're talking about, blood clot, died suddenly, vaccine, like all these things, vaccine side effects, all of this. I was looking on Google Trends and seeing when these were peaking, because it's like, okay, if died suddenly, sudden death, sudden adult or sudden death syndrome or whatever it is.
Adult death syndrome.
Yeah. If this has been a thing, then obviously people should have been searching for this stuff. Right. So it was just pretty mind blowing.
On with those searches and trends, and how has it changed from the last couple of years?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting research.
So this is like, and then also I was like looking up like New World Order kind of stuff too, which is really, really
well insane. And that gets into what I'm going to talk about, which is what is the true purpose of all of this crazy, sad stuff, and why are they doing this with the vaccines, coupled with how that relates to your feces. Honestly, it's the strangest thing. That's and when crazy. I get into it, it actually has a lot to do with that article you brought up earlier. And I'm going to blow the top off of something that is going to blow your mind, guaranteed, Ben. I'm really excited to tell you about it.
Well, yeah. And then on aside from that, which kind of gets into more on the World Economic Forum and
fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah. It's like, you know, global elites doesn't control anything. The World Economic Forum wants you to do this. And it's like, well, that seems to be their controlling thing. So yeah, anyway, we're going to get into all of that on Rise TV, but yeah, I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And you guys,
it's crappy. It's going to be crappy too.
That's awesome.
All right. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you over on Rise.tv.
From infamous names throughout history to modern day celebrities, there is a rabbit hole that seems to uncover one very common and very demonic red pill. Celebrity demonic possession. According to Wikipedia, demonic possession involves the belief that an alien spirit, demon, or entity controls a person's actions. But is demonic possession a prerequisite in order to become a celebrity? Or does becoming a celebrity open people up to some level of possession? So grab your holy water and join Edge of Wonder as we follow the white rabbit into the alleged world of celebrity possession. Part 1. Lady Gaga's hairstylist quits, says she's a devil worshiper. Beyoncé's drummer wanting to get away from witchcraft. And what did John Lennon do to that nun? It's impossible to research celebrity possession and not find a treasure trove of evidence and information. The rabbit hole that keeps on giving. Continue on this journey with Ben, Rob, and the Edge of Wonder team as we uncover more soul-shattering facts on celebrity possession. Celebrity Possession Part 2, Pop Star Alters.
All right. So